They weren't practicing what they preached. They're being bad examples, right? They're putting heavy burdens on the people that are supposedly underneath them in the faith. Well, let me ask you this. They had great power in their society. Well, who has great power in our society? Let's start with the obvious. But yeah, the politicians have great power in our society. Who are others? School teachers. Yeah, I was going to say, who spends the majority of the day with your children and your youth? School teachers, right? Well, do you remember the research that I gave at the beginning of this? Do you remember who the youth said had the most power over their lives? Huh? Their parents. Do you remember that? The youth said that the parents, praise God, have the most power in their lives, even though they will never let you parents know that. All right? So, you see, I believe that Jesus is speaking not only to those of us sitting in the pew in a general speaking, in a general sense, but I believe that Jesus is talking to us as parents as well. He's saying that we need to let our true colors show. There's only one thing worse, folks, than being a hypocrite with your kids and misleading them. And it's purposefully living a life that teaches them a life of immorality and unhealthy acts. Remember what Jesus said about that? It had to do with some stone and your neck and a deep lake, I believe is what it was. Yeah. Yeah. You see, hypocrites in Jesus' mind are down at the bottom pretty much. So now, youth, I would like to believe, I want you to hear this, I would like to believe that most of us parents are doing the best that we can with the information that we have, so grace is needed from your perspective. Parents, as well as adults within this church community, having said that, we need to make sure that our works are lived out, are lived out in our actions. That our words are lived out in our actions. We need to make sure that we live by our own rules. We need to walk the talk. Walk the talk. You see, I believe that's one reason why preachers' kids and teachers' kids have gotten such a bad reputation through the years, because many times they hear their preacher parent stand up and preach one thing, and yet when they go home, they hear another set of rules that are being lived out. You hear what I'm saying? And that's just one thing. That doesn't include all the pressures that come with being a preacher's kid or a teacher's kid. I'm just saying the example that is given to them many times is something that is preached, high morals in church, and yet at home is not lived out that way. Does that make sense? And all of us, to a certain extent, have that same issue in our lives. You see, the thing that's important is when we go golfing, we don't live in a golfing bubble with golfing language. We may think we do, right? With golfing language and a golfing way of treating people, or if we're on the football field, we may, you know, not live in a, we don't live in a football bubble, right? If we're here on Sunday morning, we proclaim Christ. We live in a Christian bubble, and no matter where we go, we use Christian actions and Christian attitude, Christian words. Doesn't matter if we're on the football field or in the golf course or at the bowling alley. Hear what I'm saying? We need to teach our kids that we live a consistent life. We need to let our true values, our true colors show through. Well, Jamie and I covenanted together whenever she became a teacher and I was going into the ministry that we would be very careful. I'm not saying we haven't made mistakes, but very careful to do our best to practice what we preach, no matter where we were or who we're with. And sometimes people don't like that when a preacher is who he is. They like preachers to be holier than thou. Folks, I'm sorry, I'm pretty earthy, if you haven't known that by now. I do my best to be who I am, and that way I don't have to worry about where I am and who I am at that time. I'm just Eric. So I hope that's all right with you all. Parents and church family, we don't want to be whitewashed tombs that look beautiful on the outside, but on the inside we're full of, anybody catch that, by the way? Death. and decay. You see? Did you see that? Death. Anybody catch that? Well, you got to stay on top of it with me, man. But anyway, we're on the outside, we look righteous, but on the inside, we're full of hypocrisy and lawlessness. The children and the youth that we have influence over see right through that. They see right through that, and it influences their lives because they think that you're deceitful. Teachers, they think you're deceitful if that's not the life that they see, what you teach them in the classroom. Preachers, parents. I want to do a little exercise today. I want to give you just a few minutes. Youth and adults. So get out that insert if you don't mind and grab a pencil. I want you to think of instances where appearances aren't reality. And some examples, a tree with a rotten core. You know, it's funny, I always think of a maple tree when I read that sentence. A tree with a rotten core, to a car with no engine, to a public figure that has a secret life. Just take a few minutes, just maybe even half a minute, and write some examples down in your life of something like that. The instances where appearances aren't reality. Appearances are not reality. Can't look at me and write those down.